there was a lot of stuff going on that nobody ever knew anything about, but I was watching it very carefully, and some of our other friends who watched things around town were watching it very carefully, all out in the hinterland. And so we dropped this bomb here and laminated the cabinet.
Yeah.
It kind of took them a little time to recover and so on and so forth. Now, they've got Miss Kennedy coming back. April was up messing around in the New York thing and up in Hinesport. And then Teddy called me. Well, first of all, they sent Ms. Fitzgerald, some of them down to the convention to get the convention hall or arrange some hotels and for a big reception. And so they started quizzing them and what they wanted with it and why, and they said, well, Miss Kennedy, well, what's she going to have? Well, they said that Harriman wants to give her a big party. So our people called up Harriman and said, what is this? And Harriman said, well, they called him and asked him if he'd be willing to, and he said, yes, he would. So then Teddy called me, and of course I said, well, that's wonderful that she wants to come. We'll work it out, but I'm not going up until after the acceptance, ready for the acceptance speech that night. I won't be there before. I'm not going up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But Ms. Johnson will be there. She's going in, I think, Wednesday. And so they said, well, they didn't know whether they'd do it or not. I see the UPI yesterday. Harriman announced that he was doing it.
Well, I have thought that I knew, and I certainly can pin this down if there's any doubt about it, that what Harriman's been working on is this New York ploy for Bobby.
Yeah, he has.
He's been working on that very hard, and I connected this reception. I read this in the newspaper. I haven't talked to everybody today. I connected that reception with a send-off for Bobby in New York.
Maybe it.
Yeah, but I certainly can...
No, I don't think. I think we just ride it out, just watch it.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing, though, for him to keep us informed. Not necessarily me, but because he might not want to, but he might... I think he ought to keep you informed
about
what he's doing, because this is a very, very ambitious young man. And you just... It's unbelievable how ambitious he is.
Well, Mr. President, I commented to Abbott today that I just can't wrap my mind around that kind of ambition. I don't know how to understand it.
I don't either.
This consuming passion is something that's just alien to my whole makeup.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's, there's a ruthlessness about it that just scares the hell out of me.
Well, it is to me, too. It is to... And if you'd see what's requested, for instance, he called me up at the ranch and demanded that I send in the Internal Revenue agents all over Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just got shocked by it, and then the things he said about. Anyway, maybe it'll work out the next few days. I hope we get through this convention without any trouble. I'm very fearful that if you'll see the columns and everything, the last 2 days I've spent half my time denying to the columns that I have abandoned the Kennedy machine. I've thrown it overboard. Now, whatever it is, I don't know, but I've got every person that he's ever had at the committee and every person out in the state he's ever had, so I just called up various people this morning before I got out of bed. I called Dick Daly, and I said, would you tell me very frankly now what it is we need to do in Illinois?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a very key state. And I said, how much more difficulty are we in than we were in 1960? I thought that was a good way to approach it. He said,
right.
More difficulty? What do you mean? In 1960, we had nothing. I just squeaked through with 8,000 votes. Downstate, our religion murdered us.
Yeah.
And said, I had no governor. I had no state organization. I got every state official now. I got the governor. I got all the patronage. I got everything that goes with it. I'm inside. And I don't have to carry the Catholic religion downstate.
Yeah.
So I'm an excellent state, and you're running ahead of Kennedy in Chicago in all of our polls.
Yeah.
And he said the suburban area is never, I don't know what's happened, but said all the young women are out working for you in the suburban area. The business people are happy. And I said, well, I just understand that we're not doing so well. He said, like, I can't understand that. It's not true here. So I've got 12 girls on the phone taking names of Republican voters. We're soliciting, and they're calling up wanting to change your registration and coming and work for the Johnson ticket.
Yeah, right.
So,
by the way, Mr. President, Ben McKelvey is making a special trip down from Boston to see me Wednesday on a, he says it's a matter not involving a news story. He's the Washington Star, you know.
Yeah.
Do you know, what are they going to do in this campaign?
I have no idea.
I think it's just possible he may be willing to talk to me about the problem of endorsement. I don't know. I can't think of anything else, but I will certainly work on him.
I understand that the noise has kind of took it away from Ben. You reckon that's right?
I think that's true as far as the management is concerned, but Ben has a tremendous influence over there still.
He's a very good man.
He's
one of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah, he's a great fellow. And he was on the board of the Rockefeller Foundation. I'm an old intimate friend of his. By the way, do you know Jack Hines of the Hines people in Pittsburgh? He's another one of these Republicans I think who's going to support you, and I'm working on him a little bit.
Please do. Please do.
He's the H.J. Hines 57 varieties man. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk in the morning.
All right, fine.
Now, you don't know Cypress any better?
I just finished a talk with George. George, for the first time, George Ball is beginning to be a little optimistic about the possibility. Now, Dean has been doing an incredible job, and it just may be we, with a little luck, we can pull this thing out. But I can't promise you anything yet. But it's looking a little better today.
What about the Congo?
Congo, I think is with again. I think we're going to come out of that without by November without too much disarray. These rebels are fairly flimsy and thin. The trouble is the government's been thin, but things are beginning to perk up a little over there, and the morale is much better, and I think that there's a fair chance we'll pull that off. The Indonesian business is worse, as you know. Sukarno made a terrible speech today.
What did he say? The hell with us again?
Yes, he took the Chinese Communist line, and we're going to have a few rough days on that, a little period on that, but I don't think that's going to, by November, be a major problem for us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay.